Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Last night, ultimately, was good for me. If I was like just completely in Bills mode, I'd be like, okay, 10-7 again. Philadelphia and Green Bay. What happened to these teams?
Two presumed good teams, maybe great teams, yeah. Contending teams, and that's what it looks like.
I know they're on the other side. I can't really worry about that, if ever, for a long time. But I can't believe what Green Bay was last night. They have injuries. Still, though, Love. Yesterday I went through, and I happened to tweet it at the wrong time, which was right when Brian Daboll got fired. So I was just not going to get a conversation about this, if I was to anyway, or were to anyway. But I found 14 teams that I thought were like on the cusp of having a quarterback crisis. Not all for like right now.
Yeah.
But it's almost half the league. Mm-hmm. When the sky's clear, we can really dig into this because I don't know how these teams are, what they're going to do about it. Mitch Trubisky could be starting week one next year for somebody.
No.
Or has he removed himself from consideration by that ad at the drive-thru? Is he officially a backup now?
That's one thought. I think how he has played when given an opportunity is more the thing that would eliminate him from contention.
Well,
as dire as it might look, I feel like I want to still say I would be stunned if he got a look at a starting job.
Last night, I wanted to put Jordan Love on the list of iffies.
I would even be surprised if he gets a chance to be like in something that has the appearance of a competition that already has a preordained winner. Like, I don't think Trubisky's even going to rate that. I think he's journeyman backup guy now.
Maybe not the best example. But a lot of teams are going to be nowhere, I'm telling you now. And Green Bay, teams like Green Bay, and worse than Green Bay even, will have to settle for the guy they already have. Maybe this is the Dolphins.
Maybe.
Maybe this is the Jaguars. Teams that would love to be somewhere else, I think, at the position, but might not have an escape. Half the league.
Yeah. Well, I still think that Tua, I think that's going to get that whole scene is going to be cleaned out, and I think they will eat whatever they have to eat to you know, sweep clean. You know, nice win Sunday. You know, congrats is made. You know, good job, Mike McDaniel, driving around trolling Bills fans. You know, have your fun. I still think everybody there, including the quarterback, maybe most importantly, the head coach and the quarterback are the two main guys left. The GM already got canned, so I think that's going.
So who starts? What do they do?
Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins maybe starts.
Kirk Cousins. All right, that's who I should have said instead of Trubisky.
Yes.
Somebody like Kirk Cousins.
Right. I don't think he's severely damaged what the opinion of him is. It's not good. It's never, you know, but it's like he's a certain level of, okay, I let me throw myself on this. I'll get by. That's what I think he represents. So I think that there's a chance he fills one of those holes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Winston.
No.
Do you think it's crazy, the idea that it's almost half the league? I mean, I'm taking some liberties.
I think you probably are. I mean, I would need to do, you know, to do this, you know, during a segment might be hard for me.
I'll give you an idea of the temperature that I took with this.
Do you think Daniel Jones is one of those?
The entire AFC South.
Okay. Well, I think that's insane because they just traded away two number one picks. They're going to ride and die with Daniel Jones. I think
should go well.
Even this year, if it gets bumpy and they come in with 10 or 11 wins only from here, which would be pretty incredible. They already have eight.
They do. Right?
So they've got seven games left. But if they only win two or three more, I think they'll still, in part because of the commitment they made to him by trading away those picks, I don't think they'll pivot. I don't think they'll pivot to another veteran and hope that the coach can sort of, you know, reclimate him. So get the Colts out of here. I can just go through, rather than try to find the teams that you selected, I could run through pretty quickly teams that I don't think will have a question at all.
I have to rephrase this.
Because Houston is not moving on from C.J. Stroud.
No, but they're not good. That's, well, Indianapolis too.
Yeah.
That's Jacksonville too. Jacksonville's in a playoff spot. The Chiefs are not.
So you do need to rephrase it.
That's not a crisis.
It's not a crisis.
Unless you want to win a championship.
Well, yeah. Unless you know,
if that's how you are.
Your fans might feel like you've settled for someone who they're convinced won't be able to get me there. And so what am I doing? I'm killing time. I don't know that but I'm all right. I'm in the hunt. Maybe I'm even tied for the top spot in the conference like the Colts are right now. Like they'll get by. So crisis is, oh, my God, I need a guy because we're buying the guy we have out. Right? That's Miami to me. They will have to be starting over if they do that. I mean, I don't know. Is there a scenario in the window where they win a few games here like they did on Sunday against the Bills, thanks, and McDaniel stays and they roll that back with him and Tua again? I mean, it's not nothing that team played as hard as they played. I don't know if they were playing hard for the coach or playing hard because they were happy Jalen Waddle didn't get traded or, like, who knows. But for now, it's a good sign that they showed up like that.
Or that's their default mode anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you get ahead.
Right. Yeah.
And it starts to, hey, we're actually having fun here.
Yeah.
And winning and beating a team that we hate. And always lose
that always smashes us and brings 50,000 of their fans here.
I can get up for that.
Yeah.
Well, I just think teams like that, and we can run through this with the power rankings, are good luck.
Yeah.
And that was Bill's teams in the drought where they would have good days.
Yep.
And we would have conversations about, you guys, maybe, what do you think? Is this maybe going to work out?
Right.
And, you know, that's ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
To think that on the highest level.
I'm thinking of a rant about Fitz and comparing it to being at the bar at 4 o'clock that I had many, many. It was an open for years. I don't know where it's buried in the archives, but like that was one such moment. I think we should keep doing this. This is good. Look, he threw for 300 yards against Kansas City one time. What? What are we doing?
That's the point.
Right.
That is the point. That to me would be if crisis is too strong, something akin, where you're just killing time. And why would you ever want to do that? If I could go to the bottom and draft the next generational prospect, then I would want to do that. But it doesn't sound like there is that.
This year, yeah.
You never know. It's going to be a year where teams reach on quarterbacks because they have no other choice.
Right. We're probably at a point kind of like last year where, like, who's the best quarterback? He's probably going to be the 101, and then we'll be debating until he gets benched whether he's any good.
Think about 2024, that draft. Six quarterbacks went top 12.
I don't want to say yes with great affirmation.
Williams might be fine, but that's not a sure thing. I mean, I think it's leaning the right way.
Agree.
Daniels was the offensive rookie of the year. He's been hurt four times this year. He's probably still okay.
Yeah.
May is a home run.
Yep.
Penix, McCarthy, Nix. How good do you feel about any of it when you get there? And everybody said those were reaches. But then McCarthy's off the hook as a rookie because he gets hurt. Penix waits for Cousins to flop, and then he plays a little bit. And I guess it's okay, but you don't know. And then Nix has a playable year on a team that wins games in the playoffs.
And they're having a great year this year.
So, and he looks bad.
He might be the one that would be the most divisive conversation within the structure that we're talking about. Because the results are good to great. I mean, they're 8-2 again. They made the playoffs last year with him as a rookie. So, you know, but the offense is kind of – you talked about Flutie.
He's 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And, you know, there's still people here that'll tell you Flutie should have played whatever. Played that playoff game. Yeah, I think Nix is an interesting one within that. Penix, it looks – boy, watching him on Sunday morning.
Yikes.
Yeah, I feel badly having sort of pushed that idea because it wasn't a lot of games last year.
No, three or four?
Four, I think, max, yeah. So that doesn't seem to be going great.
I mean – they're young. Well, Nix is not young. I mean, I'm younger
and
than Nix.
Penix is not young either. Penix played he's not quite Bo Nix or Tyler Shough, but I think he's on the older end. He played maybe 5 or 6 years of college football, I think.
Oh, yeah. So Tyler Shough. I just can't believe it's Shough, but that's what we're doing. Tyler Shough.
Do whatever you want.
Played behind Justin Herbert at Oregon.
Right, that's incredible. That is incredible.
We are at the convention center. Tonight is this year's Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony and dinner. And it's been a few years, maybe like seven, since I've been here for this. It feels like it's every year, but it has actually not been every year. Technical stuff and COVID and... we looked it up yesterday. Like, it's been a long time.
There was a year I was here pretty recently when Ryan Miller went in. That might have been 2 or 3 years ago that you were sick and were in studio and I was here by myself.
Right. I didn't want to come here and get Ryan Miller sick.
Right. And I think that might be the last time we did a show here. We tried one other time and it went sideways and we scrambled and went back to our respective corners.
Last year was Gronkowski and he called in. We were in the studio last year.
That's right.
But you were saying yesterday, oh, I remember the late Art Clark.
Yeah, he just passed away. Yeah.
And like, oh, we were just there for that. It was 10 years ago. This is life.
That really hurt. That really hurts. That, I mean, pain. Like, I remember sitting with him. That was a thrill for me. I grew up watching him race cars at Holland Speedway. He's a legendary stock car driver locally. And getting to meet him and talk to him was really, really great. And I really thought that was like 3 years ago.
It was 10.
I can't believe that was 2015 when you told me that. Like, it broke my brain.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much, I guess.
It's been a while here.
Yeah, it has.
All right. Shall we? The reverse AFC power rankings. People are waiting. Powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Out of office.
Have we ever performed
this? I don't know.
But exercise.
I'm using the back of an Awakened script. And then we'll transfer this when we get back.
I don't feel like we've ever done this out of studio. I don't think it should really matter, except for this, you know, record keeping.
I would have brought the official form today, but I know the morning guys use it. So I didn't want to leave them hanging because I didn't want to get a call like 6:15.
Right.
Like, are you up?
Yeah. Especially, yeah, it's really because Howard picked the Bills this morning and he needs it.
They all need it. I'll say it. You won't. They all need it. All right. Here we go. 16.
Titans.
Why not? Off this week. No. Off last week.
Right. They play. They had their bye the week 10.
Week 10.
Yeah.
I didn't miss them. I wasn't even sure.
Right.
But they're back this week. So that's something to look forward to.
Mm.
15.
Put it that way. 15. I am going to say the Raiders.
Oh.
I think they're a candidate for one and done. Across the board.
Yeah, me too.
Geno, Chip Kelly, Pete Carroll, the whole thing. Just Mark Davis and that insanely ridiculous amateurish haircut he walks around with. You know, like, what are we doing here? Yeah, no. We're starting over again. This isn't working. How much am I paying all you people? We've won two games. Yeah, I could see him just flipping out.
All right, you make a case. I'll go with you on that. I mean, Pete Carroll is maybe 74. Is this a program?
Right. Like, right? I think the idea was we're gonna cut the line. We're not starting completely over. We're gonna bring Geno Smith over. We're gonna bring this established sort of, you know, he's washed out a few times, but still Chip Kelly, respected offensive mind. We got a lot of experience. We're gonna do it. We'll show you. And it's not. They're not
narrator.
Showing
they're anything. Not showing you.
They're not showing you. No.
14. Browns. I want to give the Jets points like last week for their trades. And they did win against the Browns.
All right. Yeah, I'm all right with Browns here. I also want to give them some credit, but I mean, whatever. I didn't know they were going to trade for all these number one picks when we made the bet about them not making the playoffs.
That's right.
By 29 through is the 29. Finish line. Then they need to make the playoffs by 29
yeah.
for me to lose the bet. But I think ownership down, there's just that I'm not optimistic they're ever going to get it right.
I put that in my will, by the way, today. That bet.
The bet?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you will owe my
estate?
My kids. My estate.
That happens? Okay.
If I'm not here to collect. 13.
Jets.
Okay.
There's only so much credit I can give them.
No, that's right.
For trading away guys whom they drafted when they had multiple first-round picks in a single season to obtain multiple number one picks in the same year. Okay, good luck.
I think it's a different GM, but I think that point could make it harder to do it, but no less right. I mean, okay, we tried, we didn't win, but it's still the right move. It just that point makes it harder to look good doing it.
Yes,
I would say to some.
And you know, not for nothing, like the quarterback stuff is going to continue into another week. Right? Is that like they're just never going to say who their quarterback is
Thursday night?
Come on, Aaron Glenn.
Grow up.
I don't need to know. I just think you're making a spectacle out of yourself for no reason whatsoever.
Well, what should they do?
Say who their starting quarterback
is, I agree.
A normal team.
I agree. Who should they go with?
Oh, Fields.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Yeah, I mean, I know he threw for like, you know, 4 yards or something. Well, he threw the ball to Breece Hall, who ran 50. But it was one of the worst quarterback days maybe ever. But they won, and might as well keep going.
Might as well?
Yep.
At the Patriots Thursday night, then at the Ravens.
I mean, go Jets, go.
Fields, 6 for 11 for 54 and 42 on one play. Otherwise, 5 for 10 for 12.
And the one play was a swing pass or screen pass to Breece Hall. Yeah. Right.
Lost Wilson. But
not like he chucked it down the field or something.
There's only so many times you can throw to everybody else on that team.
Yeah.
12.
It almost has to be Miami, I think, unless you want to go Jacksonville ahead of them, but I don't think I want to do that.
Miami works. 11. Oof. Steelers. I'll just say it.
I want to go Jacksonville here.
For the sport of it, give me Pittsburgh at 11. Do you watch that game?
Did I watch? Yeah, I had it on. I wouldn't say I watched it.
There is a difference.
I had it on. I had it on. Zach says Jacksonville. I think I'll go Pittsburgh. Chances they miss the playoffs entirely.
Fair. They have the same record as the Chiefs, who right now are out. Two games left with Baltimore.
Baltimore's coming. Can Cincinnati come hard enough to displace Pittsburgh?
Well, they play this week, and the Bengals beat them on that night game.
Right.
That crazy night game where you got rich.
Yes, right.
So if they win again, they win in Pittsburgh, presumably with Flacco again, then wheels up for Baltimore, yeah. I guess.
What did I do with all that money?
Well, if you find it, you can bid on some jerseys.
No, it's just in the bank account, which means it'll go toward a new dishwasher or something. And I don't know.
No respect for the half rule.
Yeah. No, I did. I bought some concert tickets that it turns out I can't use. But, you know, so that feels good, too.
We're a little bit behind.
A total washout. Okay, sorry. We can hustle.
10. Jags or Houston? Jacksonville.
Yeah.
9.
Wait, the Jags. Oh,
Pittsburgh,
I went Pittsburgh
11.
Right, you're right. Okay.
Jacksonville 10.
Okay.
9.
Houston.
Okay. They will keep going with Stroud. Yep. Here's another team that loses its prodigy quarterback, and look what happens. This is the Cardinals. This is the Texans. You know, just – it's not that Brissett or Mills – I know I said we're behind – are great. You know what they are, and you watch them play as backups, and their team is better. It's a little rich to say that about Houston. It was only the fourth quarter,
right?
But
they were mostly getting woodshedded that whole day, and then I could not believe they came back and won that game.
If you don't see your team with its number one quarterback out suffer for it, that should not be your quarterback. But what do you do? 8. I'm talking about this all day, every day. It's going to be a very weird offseason.
I think I got to say Cincinnati here.
8?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yep. 7? Awful defense. 7.
And it's a long way to get Burrow back still, too. I mean, he's back practicing, but keeping their, you know, winning one of these next 3 even before he comes back, if it takes that long, I don't think is an easy lift for them.
Because of who they play?
Yeah, and just, you know, the Flacco shine will only last so long. Like it should not go. If it's gone 3 games, it should not go 3 more.
Bengals next 5. At Pittsburgh, New England, at Baltimore, at Buffalo, Baltimore.
That there you go. That,
gauntlet.
It is because of who they play.
Gauntlet.
Good luck to them.
7. Chargers.
Who are some other teams? Chargers, sure.
6. Denver.
Yes. All right.
5.
Bills?
Are you asking or telling?
No, Bills. I'm saying Bills. I'm legitimately saying Bills.
5. Chiefs, Colts, Ravens, Patriots, Bills. Is it time? Is it time? Is it time?
Sunday was rancid.
Okay.
One day.
I'm in.
I
what a rise from grace. from 1 to 5 in a week. What a rise from grace. 4.
Ravens.
Yeah, okay.
To which?
Baltimore? Ravens, yeah.
3.
I didn't know. Did you say another team there?
Zach said New England.
Oh, I didn't hear. I couldn't hear Zach.
Three. Oh, man. Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two.
Colts.
Chiefs.
I've been trying to quietly put the Colts at one, and now I hate Daniel Jones again. Colts here.
Chiefs at one. Not even in a playoff spot.
Right.
Well, these are not the standings.
That's
as you will always
say. Absolutely correct.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. How do we do? Bills at five, Patriots at three, Chiefs at one. Obviously, you guys don't watch football. The Bills and Chiefs just played 9 days ago.
I try to make a habit of not watching football.
Bills stay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you've been accused of it. Now you're owning it.
Yep.
We'll talk to Ross Tucker at 4. Again, we're at the Convention Center for tonight's Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame dinner. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, we try to get them all involved the best we can. Some games you're just going to have that where they're taking somebody away, and that's how it goes. You know, that's happened, how the coverage goes, that's how the play call goes, so on. You know, so we're not down on Xavier Worthy. We know he's a good player, and we like to get the ball in the good player's hands, you know, the best way we can. So it just hasn't rolled that way.
Andy Reid. The Chiefs' last game was the loss here, and Worthy struggled. in that game. For the year, 24 catches, 256 yards, one touchdown.
What about his rushing, though, Mike?
7 for 73. Yep.
No rushing touchdowns?
Is that even better than Coleman? No.
No, I don't think it is.
He missed games, Worthy.
Yeah, that's right.
Immediately,
that's
right. One.
Yeah, so his catches per game might be better than Coleman's.
Coleman is 32, 330, and 3. Did catch a touchdown pass Sunday.
And you know what? I spent some time last night while I was looking at whatever. I had Monday Night Football on, and I was going through some cut-ups from the Bills game. Joe Marino's Substack, which I like a lot. There are two long throws in this game that – there are plays, and Joe highlights them, that Coleman does not really put forth much of an effort to, you know, help his quarterback out and try to make a play on a couple of balls. But there's a second quarter and a fourth quarter. I think that's the timing of them. It's a long play down the Miami sideline, where the ball ends up, maybe you can remember it, the ball ends up out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman beats, it's like one-on-one. There is not a safety over the top on that half of the field. And Coleman beats the guy off the line and is actually gaining distance on him as he makes his way down the field, like around the, just outside the hash marks, I guess I'd say. And the whole middle, like inside, is clear. And Allen throws that ball. It lands out of bounds. Like it might have been a play that if Coleman were running closer to the sideline, maybe you could, you know, try to go up and high point it, right, contested catch. But the point is, he's got Coleman. It's a bad, really bad throw. And, you know, Coleman is taking a lot of heat. And I would just say, like, that play was a big miss from Allen. He had a lot of room to work in the middle of the field. If he just wanted to lay that out there and let Coleman sort of run to it, he could have done that. And instead, he missed. And then in the fourth quarter, going the same direction but opposite sideline, so the Bills sideline, the ball that the defender gets a hand on, and then Coleman just barely misses corralling that. There was nobody behind Coleman on that play either. He just lays that out there. So for all the heat Coleman is getting, I'm ready to bench him. Those are two huge plays that I think the quarterback missed on pretty badly.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe a chemistry problem.
Maybe.
Which both guys could be culpable when that happens. We had this with Kincaid last year. How come Kincaid has the lowest percentage of catchable passes? These are two guys Allen wanted. He got them. Kincaid and Coleman, and in different ways, were in both cases left wanting. Do you think it's been this way? I'll say it once in a while, kind of looking for some pushback maybe, but there never is any. How for years now it's been, whatever goes wrong with the Bills offense will not be blamed on Josh Allen.
Right.
Like whatever it is, we will, not necessarily you and I, but most fans, I think, maybe most of everybody, would immediately discount the possibility that Allen is to blame for anything. And, you know, coaching, scheme, receivers aren't good, separation, you name it. It's got to be something else. That's the rule.
Let me just say this real quick. That's part of the reason I like making the point about the end of the playoff games. Because I think it's always something else. Because he's so good and so popular, that doesn't mean he's immune to making mistakes and being criticized for them. So I like to take the opportunity to do that when I think it's appropriate, and I think I have a leg to stand on. That's why I'm mentioning this right now about the passes that he missed to Coleman, because there's no other explanation for those plays. Like, Coleman can't win, he can't beat somebody, he can't get separation. He did on that one up the left sideline, the Miami sideline, and Allen missed him. And same thing on the one on the right. He didn't really beat anybody. It was more of a zone look. And there was just all kinds of room. And, again, bad throw. So, not to interrupt, I just want to clarify. No. I like taking the chance to point out mistakes that are made there because I think mostly we, you know, the collective just wants to look the other way because he's so good. And, you know, That's it.
I just wonder, by bringing it up, if you think, if anybody thinks that's changing, that whether it's right to, I guess if you think it is, then, you know, you might think it's right to, but not necessarily, that he, we had a couple of conversations earlier in the season about he doesn't look as fast or as willing to run, different things, you know, physically. You and I both bristle at any...
He looks sad.
Any, well, sad, or he looks married.
Right, sure.
Right? So, because now you're asking for somebody like that doesn't know that answer to pretend that they do.
Right.
And no thanks. Like, I don't know what's going on in his head really at all. I never have. But you hear that a little bit now. You hear just sort of people are wondering why it isn't going better. And there would be some faction of the fan base that would tell you that
I think
it is him.
I think that I don't want to lend much credence to that. So I don't think it's really changing. But the fact that exists at all is, I guess, some sign that it is. But I think largely it's everybody else's problem. And I agree with that. Like, I'm pointing out these misses on Sunday. It's two throws. Those are long throws. They're not, like, high percentage completions for any quarterback. So it's not, like, you know, that's why they lost. But if he's on point there, it's a very different game. I mean, that's undeniable.
It a little bit is why they lost.
Yeah,
then.
Maybe. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to cut it too fine and try to have, you know, have it both ways here. I would still say largely it's you know, the coordinator, the play calling, the design, scheme some people open, the receivers can't get open, all that. But then when you get, you know, confronted, if you feel that way, and I largely do feel that way, that's why I'm even pointing out, like, this for me was eye-opening, watching these plays. I'm like yeah, he was open. those are misses. That's what those are.
You're spotting separation. You are seeing actual separation.
I saw separation.
The thing that does not exist.
At least on one of the two. I mean, he was open on the other one. He didn't really create anything. The first one in the second quarter, he definitely just beat his guy.
The white whale.
Right.
An open Bills receiver.
Right.
And guess what?
But then there are other plays here. I mean, I found some other stuff, too, not through where I got these other two highlights from. Where he just isn't even running hard on he's just jogging.
Coleman.
Yeah. Like, it's George Pickens-esque.
Or Worthy.
Sure, I guess.
Hairston said that about Worthy.
Right. I didn't need to try on some plays because I could tell he's just going through the motions. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I tend to think we sound like, I mean, the show, maybe the station, usually sounds more panicky than I would like to think the Bills are. This is, I think, the rule. Usually the rule. But sometimes there are exceptions. I mean, there are times when I think I probably would be more guilty of under-rating whatever kind of, like, stress level is going on there or what kind of tension there might be. I just, you know, without being able to sit in the meetings, I want to think McDermott will have the right touch coming out of that game. They have not lost very many games like that in a long time. And maybe the right takeaway is, okay, this is proof that there are big problems. But I tend to think...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
More so that's the NFL. And you get a bad matchup, you get behind, and you get that against a team that has had a miserable season that can taste a good day and just can't – they devour it. Like they
– yeah.
You know the whole thing about they're pros, and that mm-hmm. can happen. It does happen. It's not ever really that surprising when it does. So if that's the right takeaway, sort of a general
– yeah.
Just move past it, then I think the Bills could be okay. But if instead it's more that they were exposed – like Sal yesterday is – everybody's going to play James Cook this way. I don't know why they weren't already, but everybody's going to want to just like take away James Cook and see where that leaves the Bills' offense. I mean, is it that easy? Can you just do that? Can Tampa just come in here and just do that and force Allen to throw 45 times and put up numbers if the Bills are going to win? I mean, I'm not ready to say that's our new normal.
Yeah. I'm not either. I do think it's the kind of game that the coaching staff, McDermott specifically, should not have any trouble getting everyone's attention. Going into the preparation for the Tampa game coming up this Sunday, but there are a couple of it. One thing that is different right now is what we know, or at least what we believe we know. It can depend from fan to fan how much they believe Tom Pelissero or any of the other, reporting that was done around the deadline. They, it seems, really wanted another guy, like a guy, a true number one guy at receiver. And so what does that tell you? Like it tells you, considering their public posture on the entire concept, that they were still aggressively shopping for a player that would basically just in one signing of the, however you confirm a trade, right? One transaction sort of shove everybody eats into the trash bin and like, okay, it was a cool slogan, like the hats, but we need a guy. And then they didn't get one. And on top of that, now Kincaid is hurt. And he seems to be the most reliable thing they've had in their passing game. And he's week to week. So I wonder just how much panic would not be the right word. I doubt they're panicking. But there's got to be some heightened level of concern. If they thought going into that game they didn't have enough at that position and wanted to address it and failed to, I mean, you're back to, all right, well, we got to work with it. And now Kincaid is pulled out of there. Maybe they get Palmer back, and that to some degree may offset it, but he's been nowhere near as reliable as Kincaid has been when he's on the field, and that's pretty rare too. So sometimes, I don't always, but sometimes I think it can be smart to sort of take your cues from what they're telling you. And while they didn't have a news conference and tell us these things, again, I believe them to be true. And what does that tell you? That tells you they know, or you know, really felt strongly enough that they don't have enough there, and now that's what they have to work with.
Ross Tucker coming up at 4. We're at the Convention Center for tonight's Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame ceremony. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.